It all started when I was younger. When I was a kid, my parents would always say these blue pill sayings to me, I guess. They would tell me to just be kind, have a good personality, be likable, be funny. Stuff that you can work to, stuff that you can change. This kind of advice worked when I was younger, but over the years, I went from blue pill and then I found out about red pill. And now I found black pill, which is where I think I'll be staying forever. I don't really get how someone could fully understand the black pill and what it means for the world, and then you see it being confirmed in your day-to-day life, and then just pretend it doesn't exist or try to ignore it. The kind of advice my parents gave me, it worked when I was around that age of 10 in primary school. Before everybody goes into puberty, no one cares about your face or your height, 'cause I mean realistically you're all about the same. So why would anyone care? That's when everyone's innocent, I guess. Like all it takes is for you to be the fastest kid in the class and then you get all the status you want pretty much. Which, as you get older, going to high school is very much not the case. It becomes like height, face, friend groups, popularity, that is what matters. And height and face, something you can't really control. It's genetics. When I first entered high school, I was still blue-pilled until about year 10. But I was fine. I had a pretty decent group of normie friends. But I wanted a girlfriend. I wanted to not be a virgin. I wanted the girlfriend experience in high school. Because I knew that you can only go through high school once. And it'd be a shame to go through high school not experiencing the kind of high school life that I imagined I would experience, where like you get a girl, you're popular, you have fun with friends, play sports or whatever. But that didn't end up working out for me, unfortunately. I was like, just trying to figure out how to get a girl to like me, how to attract women, because obviously I was failing. And this one guy came up, which I hate this guy now. Who else but the scamzer, Jeffrey Adonis Hamza? His videos were the first kind of advice I really took into consideration, like the whole Jeffrey versus Adonis meme he had on at the start of every video. That kind of, I don't know why, that kind of like, I wanted to be like Adonis because I felt like a Jeffrey. Looking back at it was very cringe, but one of the main points that Hamza pushes is to get a good physique, get a good aesthetic physique, go to the gym pretty much. Just go to the gym advice, which I hear it a lot. Everybody says it. Every normie says just go to the gym. And I don't like that advice. I really don't. I'll tell you why. Pretty much, my muscle insertions, right, are really bad. To get an aesthetic physique, it relies on genetics. Thinking like that is very idealistic. David Laid has an aesthetic physique because he has a V taper, good muscle insertions, good height, slim waist, good lats, everything, right? And of course, he has a good face too. I have like the opposite of that, pretty much. My waist is wide, and my lats are short, and my biceps are short, and my calves are short, and stuff like that. I can never get an aesthetic physique. I can get bigger. I can put muscle on. But then I have to eat more. And why wouldn't I want to eat more when I can stay skinny? Which will help my face, have a slimmer face. That's what helped me most. I'd rather keep a jawline. Because you have to think about it too. What percentage of the time do people, that's how you try and attract women. So what percentage of the time do women even see you like without your shirt on? In the gym? If you're gonna pose in the bathroom, yeah. If you're at the beach, yeah. But like, when do women go around seeing you shirtless for? Or when is anyone really? Unless you post it on your social media, like a fucking tryhard. When I first started going, I thought that this was like some godly advice, but it's so overhyped. It's not really. It doesn't really change your life. You just get more muscular, and that's about it. Nothing crazy. It doesn't change your life at all. So, a year goes by after gym selling, and now I'm in year 11. That means I have like 1 year left. I've got to make it count pretty much. I have bigger muscles, I gained weight, and my male normie friends, they noticed, but I was trying to get some female attention pretty much. I don't really care about my normie friends. TLDR, going to the gym did not help me. I got friend zoned by women. I didn't get any, like, I didn't get any romantic attention at all. They just didn't care. Like, because, like, it's not like I went around, like, shirtless. Like, why would people even care? I don't really get that. But I guess it helped my mental health a little bit. I can understand that. But in terms of getting women, it didn't help. I was just like a loser, but I was like a loser that weighed more. I could bench more. I could eat more, I guess. Like, wow, that's impressive, right? After gym selling didn't work out, I tried to find other methods, you know, to attract women. Well, I tried to try and gain a better understanding. Like, why is it not working? Like, what can I do? And I just came across more red pill garbage. Game, pickup lines, like, things to say, like, don't fall for these women's shit tests or whatever, stuff like that. It's really over at that point, if women are, like, trying to test you. And then I fell for, like, the masculinity meme, like, just be masculine, bro. Hold frame, I guess you could say. Don't, you know, like, always pay for the date, always pay for everything, be, like, a masculine person, and then women are gonna, you know, just naturally come into your life, which, that only works if you're tall and good looking. I mean, I get it, status and money can help, but it can't really help you find a woman who's gonna love you for who you are. So, after learning what the red pill was, you know, going through my red pill phase, I eventually found black pill through a YouTuber called Wheat Waffles. He is like the Hamza of black pill. His advice is really garbage. He's like a scamza, pretty much. He, like, sells a looks maxing course, but he doesn't, like, improve his own looks. And he's like a male gaze, like, masculinity culprit, pretty much. But that being said, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know what black pill was. Or not as soon, pretty much. This might seem strange to say, but I always had, like, an idea of black pill. Like, I always agreed with it. I just didn't know what to call it. I didn't know it was called a black pill. But even as a kid, I always believed that genetics determine aspects of your life and they can't really be changed, and trying to change them is futile. One of the first videos Wheat Waffles ever made was him describing the differences between the black, red, blue pill. And that was kind of an eye-opener. For me, I really got a, you know, understanding of what they were. And then I started, you know, looking into lookism, like how you're treated based off your looks. And then I started seeing it everywhere. I looked pretty much everywhere. But me seeing it wasn't just when I, you know, understood what the black pill was. I wasn't just, oh, I understand it now. I'm gonna look for it in my day-to-day life to confirm my own cognitive bias. But no, I really looked back retrospectively on my life. And I had some brutal stories. Like, I had, like, a crush in primary school, and, like, I asked her out, and she said she'd be mine, but, like, my girlfriend, right? And we used to walk home. Like, obviously, we didn't do anything like a girlfriend does. I was, like, 10 years old. But we would, like, hold hands and hug and that kind of stuff. We would have walked home together because our houses were on the same route. And there was this guy. He was, like, way taller than me. And pretty much that tall guy, like, kind of stole my girl. And then, like, I was pretty much too pussy to do anything because I was 10 years old. I didn't like what was happening, but pretty much he stole my girl. And then, like, but she was still with me, so it sounds really bad. And that was in, like, bloody primary school, man. That was pretty brutal, because I would walk home, and he would also walk home with us, and then she would just, like, give him IOIs, and it was fucking brutal. I don't know what I was thinking back then, but yeah, I knew it was over. And then we went on to this camp, and then I saw them, like, holding hands, and I brought it up, and, like, she tried to deny it, and then she pretty much, like, broke up with me in, like, a group chat with some other girl. So yeah, that was pretty cool. I was like, oh shit, whatever, like, it's already over for me. So it wasn't just me confirming my own bias. I looked back, and then I really saw it everywhere. Height, face, not just for dating too, but in real life, you know, it can be job opportunities, how easy it is for you to make friends, how do you get treated by teachers, parents, strangers, waiters at the restaurant, retail workers, everything. The micro expressions people make when looking at you, at the supermarket, just random people. Like, once you notice it, how could you unnotice it? It's like so brutal. But at first, I only really cared about it because I hoped this advice would help me get a girlfriend. The main advice was, hey, lookism is very real, so try and improve your looks, you know, the best you can. Which I did. I found this online forum.org where I made an account in 2022, and I was a greaser, but I started absorbing information as much as I could. I made my own threads. I met some pretty cool people, actually. This is before it became popular. TikTok is more of a niche, and I wish it was still like that, but unfortunately it's not. At first I was kind of like coping still. I was like, hey, what are some supplements? Like, what's a good gym routine? Like, that's gonna help. But the one thing that really elevated my looks was understanding the female gaze. Pretty much every normie is trying to pander to the male gaze. Big muscles, short hair. You know, that'll get you respect from men. But I really understood that true beauty is a mix of feminine and masculine features. These red pill people will tell you just to be masculine, but no, you need a mix. A good healthy mix. Kind of a pretty boy look is what I tried to go for because I thought that was a look that could best suit me. And I have a big failure of a big nose, but I'm planning to get rhinoplasty to fix that. And then I'm going to do some skin treatments even more to fix some of my skin. But yeah, I really think the pretty boy archetype is like the best thing you can do. And then beyond that is niche maxing. So I go for like an emo niche. I have like piercings and long hair and dyed hair and stuff. I did a lot of things to improve my looks, you know, dermastamping, getting a better haircut, using better products, you know, no more 2-in-1 shampoo. I took Accutane for my terrible acne, which cleared up my skin greatly. Thank God for that. Accutane really saved me. And I did a lot of other stuff too, improving my diet, dyeing my eyebrows, just being aware of how my face looks, you know, controlling my expressions, you know, taking photos differently. Always use sunscreen when I go outside. Use a cleanser, at least. Skincare is kind of cope, but still, use a cleanser, use sunscreen. It should be good to go. I started becoming more knowledgeable about what's collagen, what are the bones in the bodies, what are the surgeries, what are the ratios, and that was kind of autistic. I don't know, it's kind of unavoidable to learn that stuff, the amount of people. Like, the .org language is like a whole different language. You need like a glossary pretty much to understand it. But I kind of like that, because I don't really like normies and how they act, and I like to distance myself from them. So the thing that really cemented me being blackpilled was how I got treated differently after I improved my looks. You know, started taking better photos. My skin was clear. My hair was nicer. My facial expressions were more pleasant or more attractive to look at. And the way I got treated was night and day, pretty much. I started getting, you know, IOIs from women. And, you know, I talked to girls and they would actually give me attention and respect. The funny thing is, I would argue my personality got worse. I started becoming more cocky to, like, see how much I can push them. And then I remember this one time this girl sent me a voice message and she was pretty much saying, like, how much she liked my personality because I was caring, but sometimes I acted like I was better than her or something like that. It was weird, but personality, it doesn't matter. I have so many examples, like women, I talk to a woman and then she'll find out what I look like and then like she'll act way more interested. And then, you know, the opposite can also happen. It's just really eye-opening because I don't really think my personality changed. If anything, it got worse and autistic because of all the time I was spending online on Discord servers and internet forums. And yeah, my friends noticed too. I gave some of my friends some advice, but I don't know. I made a mistake. I talked about it, my blackpilled beliefs, and then I got kind of excluded from my friends. Well, they're not my friends anymore, but at the time they were. So I kind of became a social outcast because of my friends. I remember this one friend I'd known for like 4 years, he didn't invite me to his birthday party. And then I saw like all my friends at his party on my story. And there was girls there too and they were drinking and looked like they were having a good time. But he didn't even fucking invite me. And then he texted me with some cope saying, I was like, hey, I'm sorry, man. I just thought you were like into some weird ideologies and I don't know. I've only really got one friend, and I had a big group of like 15 guys. I think it's for the best. You know, I'm fine being alone. But yeah, it's brutal, man. I remember this one time I was with my normie friends, and then they were like on Discord playing a game. The game just finished. I was like, yo, wait for me, I'm gonna hop on. And then like I was about to hop on. And then oh no, I can't wait. We're just gonna play. And they just queued without me when I was in the call. So it was like three people, and they just queued without me and started playing like I wasn't even there. And then when my game loaded, I saw them in the game. I was like, oh, like, what the fuck? What if I just... I was waiting for the game to finish and everything. And then, yeah, because my game had to update and stuff. Anyway, it's just so fucking brutal. Like, I really hate normies. They're so retarded. But luckily, I have one friend. He, like, understands me and he gets me. And I see him a few times and he's pretty cool. The way I got treated after improving my looks is crazy. It's like a whole different life. It's like hard to adjust, kind of. Sometimes I'm still self-conscious of how I used to look with like terrible acne, terrible hair, and terrible facial hair. And, you know, I was kind of bloated and stuff. And I feel like, you know, I had terrible teeth too. Luckily, I have braces and I have good hair. And I have, you know, I took Accutane and doing derma stamping and stuff like that. Because it's really brutal. Your face is your life, pretty much. And these normies could never understand that. They'll think you're fucking crazy. But all it takes is for you to look around, you know, just observe, and you'll see it. It's depressing, though, when you realize that some things you just can't change. But yeah, that's pretty much it.